USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Republicans continue to criticize the president's economic plan, known as Bidenomics, as the possibility of a government shutdown looms. Congressman Pat Fallon of Texas, leading a congressional hearing today, labeled it a total failure.
Biden administration apparently doesn't care if a gallon of milk costs $6, so long as it forces everyone to purchase an electric vehicle that costs more than the yearly median household income.
Democrats countered, accusing the GOP of steering the nation toward a disruptive government shutdown that would impact food and cash assistance programs. The House has scheduled the first hearing for the impeachment inquiry into President Biden for September 28th. The House Oversight Committee will concentrate on constitutional and legal questions pertaining to the president's alleged involvement in corruption and abuse of public office. Eagle Pass, a Texas border town, has enacted an emergency declaration due to a surge in illegal immigration. This past weekend alone, the southwest border saw over 35,000 arrests, averaging nearly 9,000 apprehensions a day. Ukrainian President Zelensky asserted at the UN General Assembly today that Russia lacks the right to possess nuclear weapons.
The mass destruction is gaining its momentum. The aggressor is weaponizing many other things, and those things are used not only against our country, but against all of yours as well.
Amid Ukraine's ongoing struggle against Russia's invasion, Zelensky argued that Russia should have been compelled to relinquish its nuclear arsenal in the 1990s. Contract negotiations between the Writers Guild of America and Hollywood Studios will resume tomorrow, marking their first official meeting since August 22nd. Writers are pushing for safeguards against artificial intelligence, mandatory staffing levels in writers' rooms, and improved transparency regarding show and streaming performance. This is USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantreese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
The United Auto Workers leader opposes a visit from former President Trump to the picket lines in Detroit. UAW President Sean Fain expressed the union's commitment to battling economic disparities that favor people like Trump over workers. Trump is said to be opting out of the upcoming GOP presidential debate in California to meet with auto workers instead. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says it's total madness that a child was killed from fentanyl at a daycare center in the Bronx last week. Speaking Monday, Adams noted fentanyl is not marijuana sitting on your tabletop, but it's a very dangerous drug that even a small amount can kill an adult.
There needs to be a full national assault on this drug entering our city.
He added that you can't be a parent and not be angry that one child was killed and three others were rushed to the hospital from the drug exposure. Meantime, two suspects have been charged with murder, and another person is being sought by police. Ovidio Guzman Lopez, a son of former Sinaloa cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, pleaded not guilty yesterday to U.S. drug trafficking, money laundering, and other charges. Lopez had been extradited to America on Friday, 5 months after U.S. prosecutors unsealed multiple indictments against him and his brothers. Those indictments allege that the brothers steered the cartel increasingly into synthetic drugs, such as opioid fentanyl. And a new study is revealing that working from home has a positive environmental benefit. Researchers suggest it can potentially cut an individual's carbon footprint in half. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.